Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. You can listen here live or visit us at www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Building Fortunes Radio supports our members and others looking at the home-based business industry. Your host for Building Fortunes Radio is Peter Mingles, owner of PM Marketing and Everglee. On this segment of Building Fortunes Radio, Peter has one of our special guests from the MLMIA. The MLMIA is the Multi-Level Marketing International Association. For nearly 30 years, the MLMIA has been a major force in defining the ethics, legalities, and opportunities in network marketing. Listen in and find out why the MLMIA is recognized as a leading source of unbiased network marketing industry data and information by numerous industry, business, and trade publications. Today on our show is Doris Wood. Doris is a founder and also the MLMIA chairperson and president emeritus. Doris Wood is the perfect person to be introducing this segment for the MLMIA. Listen in and share this with your friends so they too can build their fortunes in the MLM home-based business industry. Now, let's get our show started with Peter Mingles and Doris Wood. Take it from here, Peter.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to Building Fortunes Radio, and we are on www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For those people that are listening in, if you're alive, thanks for being here. We do this radio show on every Monday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. That would be 5:30 p.m. Pacific time with Doris Wood, who founded the MLMIA. The MLMIA stands for the Multi-Level Marketing International Association, and it's an organization, if you're in this industry, you should probably join it, whether you're a distributor, a company, a vendor, anybody associated with it, a consultant, a business coach, or whatever. Join the MLMIA, because when you join, you're going to be able to have access to this type of information on a regular basis. I'm going to go kind of quickly with my introduction. I've known Doris for a really long time, have a huge level of respect with her, and she's brought along a gentleman named Michael Linden, who she'll introduce even further. But Michael's got such great content, I want to give him the full half hour. So, Doris, over to you.
Okay, thank you, Peter, and you know I'm always happy to be here. I think it's great because not only have you brought a lot to the industry and continue to bring that by letting me bring other people that I know to this. So this show is definitely one that everybody should listen to. The person that I'm going to introduce tonight needs no introduction to those people who have listened, because I have, this is his fourth time on our show. He has done a great job in presenting to us his network marketing, and he'll tell you all about that. But Michael Linden has been in this industry for over 40 years. And I wish I could go on and tell you a lot of the things that he's done. But again, because this is the last deck, we're trying to shorten this. But I did want to again tell you that he has received so many awards. And one of them is the Best of the Best Award from MLMIA. And that's one that we really think through. And another one was that by all of the distributors in the industry, he was chosen by those to be the as one of the five top distributors during the year 2014 for TAM, the Academy of Multi-Level Marketing. And so I'm just going to say is that he is a wonderful mentor to all of his downline distributors, and he is beyond so many things that I could tell you about. Anyway, Michael, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you tell them whatever you want to tell them on this special call.
Thank you, Doris, and thanks, Peter. And folks, welcome to Deckwork Marketing a la carte. This is the fourth in a series, as Doris has pointed out. And in a nutshell, Deckwork Marketing a la carte is a card deck, a 52-card playing card deck, that offers you quotes and principles to jumpstart your brain and get the creative juices flowing. And that's an important thing to do in life, and especially in this industry. And so I created Deckwork Marketing specifically for network marketers, which is why I call it Deckwork Marketing. And you can get your own copy of it at MLMIA.com. It's on the website there. Is that right, Doris?
Correct.
Okay. Or if all else fails, you can always go to www.deckworkmarketing.com. And you can purchase decks, one or thousands if you wish there. The more the merrier. The get into the deck itself. The deck itself is composed, as I said earlier, of four suits, just like a normal card deck. And our suits are called, the first suit, which was our first subject of our first call, was Foundations for Building, the actions that create your network success. And so we laid out the principles there that you need to develop within yourself as a foundation for becoming successful in network marketing. The second suit is called Prospecting for Success, and that presents the actions that create your connection to others. So that delves into what specific steps do you take to figure out who to prospect, and then what steps you take actually to do that prospecting and signing people up. The third suit, which we covered in our last call, and which I'll get into in a little bit of detail in this call, is called Retaining Loyalty, and it helps you develop the skills that serve and deepen your relationships with others. And this is important because network marketing is a loyalty business, and we should never lose sight of that. And so all we can do to help people become loyal with good quality products, with good quality training, serves us all very, very well in the long term. And then the fourth suit, which is the subject of tonight's call, is Duplicating Growth. And there we use or we present models that get others to do it with you. In other words, this business will not work for you if you just work on your own. But what you're really doing is creating a network, level by level, of people who do this with you. So, to go quickly back to last week, the topic was retaining loyalty. I'm just going to breeze quickly through those to set the stage for tonight. The Ace of Clubs, which I haven't described this yet, but each suit, of course, has its own, each suit in a card deck is different. You've got clubs, you've got aces, you've got diamonds, and you've got spades. And the retaining loyalty is, to me, is the clubs. It's creating a club or a loyalty-based group that works with you. So the thing about retaining loyalty is that the first step is that you have to know that only 30% of customers ever leave because they find better or cheaper products somewhere else. So that means that what you really need to be doing is learning to understand your customer, because your business is built and your future is built on meeting the needs of your customer. That was the Ace of Clubs. The Two of Clubs is, it's about you and it isn't. People take a long time to buy a product, and the first time they buy your product, they're not actually buying the product. What they're really buying is your sincere belief that the product will do something for them. So if people say no, don't take it personally. The third of clubs is be a product of the products. You know, if you don't use the product yourself, how can you expect others to? The fourth of clubs, sell the sizzle, not the steak. The fifth of clubs, if people believe the promise, they will pay the price. The sixth of clubs, get in touch, stay in touch. The seven, make sure that your actions are consistent with your words. The major component of success is consistency. The eight of clubs is stick to the truth. The truth is way more important than beliefs and opinions. So stick to it. People intuitively know when you're lying to them, or when you're telling them the truth. the nine of clubs is up for sale. If your company introduces a new product, then introduce people to it. Hit the mail, hit the phone, and tell people about them. And when somebody orders, if you're in communication with them directly, always suggest one more product for them to try. The 10 of clubs is reward referrals. Word of mouth is about 80% of all sales. So if you give somebody who sends you a prospect a gift for doing so, you'll turn them into your own prospecting machine. The Jack of clubs is focus on authorship. And authorship is one of the keys to this industry, because what it means is stable income month after month, year after year. The queen of clubs is reinstate drop-offs. You know, it's a lot easier to reinstate an old customer than it is to find a new one. And if an old customer has dropped off, find out why, and if there's a problem, fix it. And finally, the king of clubs is the shortcut to success. And the shortcut to success is one of the more challenging things, but it is a very important aspect in your own growth. And that is, find yourself a mentor. Reach up in your organization for people who are above you, and find people who have already achieved what you are setting out to achieve, and then ask them to work with you. Okay, that was the club suit last week in a nutshell. And now, folks, we are going to play with the remaining cards. Here it is, duplicating growth. Okay, the first thing about duplicating growth is to know that what you focus on expands. So if you focus on dark stuff, that will expand. If you focus on light stuff, that will expand. So focus on the positive and work only one company at a time, because working more than one company at a time creates confusion. Your distributors don't know exactly who you represent and who you really support. So treat this as a real business and focus on what you want to expand. The Two of Hearts, that was the Ace of Hearts, by the way. The Two of Hearts is spend your time and your money wisely. And we all have a limited amount of time in our lives. We're busy people, and there's lots going on. And obviously, to build a business, you have to invest time. So instead of wasting time, start learning to control your time and figuring out that you have specific hours for specific tasks, and you have specific activities that will grow your network. So what I suggest is that you spend 5 days a week on your business, at least, okay? But 5 days a week is a good starting point. And each day I want you to spend 60 minutes or longer on activities that produce income. Now, activities that produce income are basically generating, qualifying, and enrolling prospects. Because generating, qualifying, and enrolling generates customers who come back month after month for more product. Also, 5 days a week, I want you to spend another 60 minutes leveraging your time. And leveraging your time means helping or getting others to, excuse me, I'm getting ahead of my tongue here. Leveraging your time by helping your networks to expand their networks. In other words, be a mentor to your distributors and teach them what you are learning and what you have learned. And that's then duplicating over a larger scale what you are doing. And finally, it takes money to make money, so don't hesitate to invest in your own business. You spend on inventory, you can spend on business support systems, as personal growth tools, but don't be shy about spending money in your own business. So basically, that's a five-day-a-week program. And frankly, if you're going to be successful in this business, and if you want to be successful, you've got to devote a couple of hours a day to it, at least. The third of hearts is Kiss or Die. And the KISS is K-I-S-S, of course. And what it stands for in my language is Keep It Simple, Sweetheart. And the reason is you're in the duplication business. And if you want to duplicate, if you want people to do what you're doing, you have a choice. Make it complicated or make it simple. So I'll leave you to decide which is the simple way to go or which is the better way to go. But I think simple is better. So in doing so, use teaching tools that let the tools themselves do the teaching for you. For instance, deckwork marketing is a good example of that. It's a teaching tool that when you hand it over to somebody, they could actually walk away and they could start training themselves immediately. They don't need you to do the training. That's a tool that does the teaching for you. So you never forget that you build your business and then what you teach has to be repeated. And I can't stress this strongly enough. It has to be repeated over and over again, level by level, as your organization grows. And most likely than not, your organization is going to grow and you're going to have distributors who never meet you. And so they need a training that can be done without you. So the simpler you keep it, the more likely it is to duplicate. And if it doesn't duplicate, it simply dies. Kiss or die. The Four of Hearts, the One Card Coach. This is one of my favorite cards in the whole deck because it just asks eight simple questions. And every network marketer should really sit down one day and pick up this card and ask themselves each of these questions. One. Why are you doing this business? Two, what do you want to accomplish? Three, what will success mean to you? Four, what's holding you back? Five, what is your next small step? Notice I emphasize small. Six, are you willing to take that step? Good question, that one. Are you willing to take that step? Seventh is, when would now be a good time to start? A very loaded question. You know, most people say, well, okay, I'm going to do that. I'll start tomorrow. No, 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 no. Start now. And finally, how will you know that you've done it? What measures do you have to know that you are being successful, that what you are teaching is actually or doing is actually achieving the results that you want? The Fifth of Hearts is the $300 solution. This is a little critical point in network marketing that if you can get your distributors or help your distributors to get to a $300 a month or larger income, they can be yours for life. Because an extra $300 a month takes a lot of weight off people's shoulders. It pays for something. It can be a car payment, or it can be part of the rent, or it can mean half a dozen meals out during the month. But with an extra $300 a month, 85% of bankruptcies just wouldn't happen. So really focus on that. Get them. This is the first target, the main first main target of your distributors in your network is to get to the $300 solution. And then the Six of Hearts, I call the $1 million IRA. And imagine if you had $1 million stashed away in a bank somewhere, and you lived off the income. Well, unfortunately, we now live in rather low interest environments, so it's a little bit more difficult now. So it's probably more like a $2 million IRA these days. But the point is that your network marketing is like money in the bank. Okay, after 3 or 4 years, your annual income can be equal to the income that you would have by owning $1 million investment in a bank. So just imagine that. You're actually building your own IRA, and it's a living IRA that's growing month by month. The Seven of Hearts is use technology. Boy, we've got so much technology around these days that help us reach out to people that it's dizzying. Communications are easier, cheaper, faster, and more impactful than they've ever been in history. And we have a whole range of technology that we can use in networking. You have conference calls, which lets you speak with groups of people at a time, like we're doing right now. You have email, where you can send individual or group emails to people. We have audio files, so that you can share recordings with your network. We have PDF documents, so that you can send them written material that they can then print out on their computer and read. We have replicating websites, so they don't have to build their own website anymore. They just plug in their own name and address and contact information, and they've got their own website with your company on it. We have social networks where people communicate by the thousands with each other, like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace. And we have three-way calling, where you can call somebody and then bring a third person in on the phone line and do a training with them that way. So technology is a great ally in this business. The Eight of Hearts is don't do it for them, do it with them. And I think the old Chinese proverb that I'm about to quote says it even more effectively. It says, give a man a fish and you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish and you feed him for life. The Nine of Hearts is emphasize follow-up. Now, I can't stress this one is another one of those cards that I can't stress enough. Okay, the follow-up is the weakest link in sales. Most salespeople make a call and that's it. If the person isn't there, they don't bother. Oh, they're not interested. They don't know that. The truth is that follow-up is the weakest link in sales. 48% of distributors never follow up. Can you imagine that? That's nearly half of distributors never follow up. So what happens to the other half who do follow up? Well, half of them stop after trying twice. So now you're down to only 25% of your market, and they haven't really connected with anybody, and they haven't really shown any desire to do so because they give up. And another 12%, or in this case, another eighth of the 100, stop after 3 attempts. So what you've got here is a situation where nearly 90% of your distributors, or typical distributors, okay, will not make more than 3 phone calls to connect with a prospect. The reality is, and the numbers tell us, that successful people do what unsuccessful people don't. 80% of all sales happen on the 5th to the 12th contact. I'm going to repeat that. 80% of sales happen on the 5th to the 12th contact. See how important follow-up is? The Ten of Hearts is work in teams. Together, everyone achieves more. T-E-A-M. A good friend of mine, a very successful network marketer called Dakota Ray, put it this way. A single snowflake is one of nature's most fragile creations. But see what snowflakes can do when they stick together. So good analogy. A single distributor is a very fragile networker, but a distribution network can create mountains and mountains of success. And there's an old African product. I lived in Africa for 10 years, and I roamed the continent and nearly got killed half a dozen times. And one of my favorite products, or one of my favorite proverbs during that time was, if you want to go quickly, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. The Jack of Hearts is reward success. Now, the fact is that acknowledging success motivates people. And it can take many forms. You can simply pick up the phone and say thank you, or you can stand up in public at the next meeting and praise somebody to the whole room. But the reality is, or the truth is that in rewarding success, everybody's heart is warmed. And if somebody does something really outstanding in your organization, do something special for them, like pay their airfare to the next company event. The Queen of Hearts is make it personal. You know, you've got what's called a virtual business now, with associates scattered all over the world, if not just one country. And the only thing that keeps us together is you, your company, and their calls and events and meetings. This is the glue that holds it all together. So you've got to do business still the old-fashioned ways, the old-fashioned way. You've got to do it belly-to-belly. Now, belly-to-belly doesn't necessarily mean being in the same room with them, but it does mean personal contact. And top producers in this industry never stop holding meetings, in person and by phone, and they constantly sell the dream. And finally, the last card in the deck, and probably the capstone in many ways, is keep on growing. And it's nothing to do with your network per se, it's more about you. Because successful networkers really understand the value of building themselves, and so they keep on learning. Many of them will tell you that even after years in the business, and as Doris pointed out, I've been in the business over 40 years, and every call that I'm on, I walk away from with something new, something that I didn't really know before or I hadn't focused on before, but it's something that I can immediately start to use. And so build yourself. Build yourself. Spend half an hour a day building yourself, and then build your business. They say that the biggest room in the world is the room for self-improvement. So go to it. Folks, it's been delightful presenting this deck to you, and I want to thank you for your patience and your time and your attention. Back over to you, Doris.
You know, Michael, I really love this whole series that you've done, because it's brought back so many wonderful sessions that I sat through. Now, not all of them. A lot of what you have said is to recall something that somebody else said, and I love what you said about the KISS, because you learned it, and I always thought it was keep it simple, speedy. So, same thing, and loved it. It was just wonderful to hear you. And I wish we weren't out of time, because I'd love to talk about this for another 30 minutes. So that's what we'll have to do, is that we'll have to have you back so that we can pick out certain ones of the cards and talk about them more. And
sure.
I really look forward to it. Peter,
we're done. We're out of time. So thank you, Michael. We're going to catch you next time, maybe.
Always.
And we'll see you soon.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio. This is a special weekly segment for the Multi-Level Marketing International Association, known as the MLMIA. Join us live every Monday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, or listen to the recordings on buildingfortunesradio.com and on the MLMIA website. For nearly 30 years, the MLMIA has been a major force in defining the ethics, legalities, and opportunities in network marketing. With Doris Wood as the founder, chairperson, and president emeritus, the MLMIA is recognized as the leading source of unbiased network marketing industry data